Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
All right, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books
to their movies.
I'm Brie.
I'm Allie.
And today we're doing Men, Women, and Children.
Yep. Season 8, episode 21. Yep.
I got a picture for us.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay, so first, I'm going to start this story with, I came to the realization that I love fish. Okay, this is not a realization I just came to. I know that I love fish. And I've missed having a fish tank. And I keep telling myself, like, I'm going to wait until me and John find a place. And then I'll have a better spot for the fish tank. And I won't be so stressed about it, blah, blah, blah. And essentially just making excuses for myself left and right. And then finally I said it once to John. And he was like, Brie, if it's going to make you happy, why aren't you getting the fish tank right now? And I was like, actually, that's a fair point. That makes sense. Like, if you sit around waiting for something, it's never going to happen, right? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll start this. But I don't know if you know this, but starting a fish tank, especially the size of a fish tank I got, it's going to cost a lot of money. Like, the fucking lid was $70.
I believe it.
Every time I get a fish tank, it blows my mind how much they are and how much it costs for fish.
But why do you have to keep getting new ones? Because you get rid of them when they die?
Why did I get rid of that fish tank?
I don't know. I always keep my fish tank. But I mean, we have a tiny fish tank.
I think it got to the point where my fish tank had, because of the stupid fucking frog that I got. But you best believe I'm going to get another frog for this tank. But I think somehow the frog brought, I can't remember if it was ick or something else. Something happened and it was like to the point where it was like, I have to deep clean this tank or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to get a fish tank anymore. And like, I wanted the space in my room because I only had my room at that point in time. So I was like, nah, I'm done. Plus, I lived at my parents'. I didn't really have anywhere to store a fish tank. So I was like, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And I think the lights might have burned out. And it was like a really fancy one where the filter was built into it. And so was the light. So like if one part went out, I basically had to buy a whole entire new fish tank. So,
okay.
Yeah. So the one that I have now is one that I found for free on the side of the road when me and John were walking along his neighborhood. And so I was like, nice. I want a fish tank that big because now I can get even more fish. But anyway, I digress. So my goal now, because this only just recently was something that I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm going to start working towards this. But my first thought was, oh my gosh, I'm usually very impulsive. And so once I'm like, ooh, I want this, I will just spend all my money or put it on my credit card and go in debt for it. So I was like, I have to be responsible about this. Especially since I have a cat already and I'm pretty irresponsible with him. But I was like, let's show that I can do this properly. So my goal is to every paycheck I get, I can buy one thing for the fish tank, or like next time I think I'm going to do the filter and the heater at the same time, because I don't think those will be super expensive, mm-hmm. but I'm not trying to like heater, filter, rocks, all of that stuff. So I'm letting myself buy one thing per paycheck until next thing I know I'm buying fish for my tank. And so this last paycheck that just came to me, and technically my sound booth theater paycheck too, I bought my fish tank lid, which I honestly, I feel really stupid because this fish tank that I got for free came with no lid. And I really thought it was going to be a pain in the ass to find a lid that worked. Mm-hmm. And so like when I first thought of this, when I first moved in, it took me forever. I was like scrolling on Amazon. I was like, I don't think any of these will work. Literally me and John, we just measured like we did last time. And I bought a fish tank lid from like a brand that I knew and had the dimensions for it. And I was like, okay, this should work. This should work. And I bought it and it just came today. And first off, the box was like
huge.
I was like, I put in the wrong dimensions or something. But then of course, like I opened the Amazon box and it's like a tiny little box.
Right.
Inside this huge box. I was like, okay, this, yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, this is more like it. So then I open it and at first it comes in three pieces. And I was like, I don't think this is what I wanted. I don't think this is it at all. So then I pull out the manual to try and read to tell me how to put it together because I was so confused. There was a flat piece with glass on top. There's the piece that comes with the light. And then there's the piece that like you open up to pour the fish food in. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I was like, this really didn't come put together. And first off, when it looks like this, it looks like it's only going to cover half of my fish tank. So I was like, this is stupid as all hell. What the heck? So then I'm like, okay, let's put it together and see, because maybe once it's together, that'll be fine. So I put it on and my dumbass brain, I'm looking at these pieces and I can't like, the instructions don't very clearly tell you how to put it together. And my mm-hmm. brain's looking at these three pieces and can't figure out how to make it look like a fish tank lid. So I put like the part that you lift up for the fish food, that when I first put it on was covering over the glass that the light's supposed to be over.
Oh my gosh.
And so I sit there, I'm like, this is so wrong. And I don't know how to fix it. But finally, I popped the pieces off and I was like, oh, I know exactly how this is supposed to go. And then I put it back on and I put it right on my fish tank and it fits perfectly.
Good.
And it's just made me even more excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So soon, I'll have fishies again.
Awesome. Very mm-hmm. proud of you. Excited for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Yes.
And I'm going to get a frog. They scare me because they so easily got diseases last time.
That's right.
They're
boiled.
Yeah. That one made me so sad. I couldn't believe. Oh, what were the chances of Washington getting like 100-something degrees? And like
105 degrees. And we don't have AC up here, people. And no. Bree's poor frog boiled in its water.
Because on top of that, I didn't think to unplug the heater.
So right.
The fish was already swimming in warm water. How the fish didn't boil, I don't know.
Doesn't your heater like temper it? No,
it wasn't one of those. It was just a heater. It was just a cheap little like you put it in and it heated the thing up for you.
No, so it didn't like once it got to 70 or like whatever degrees.
Yeah, it didn't
stop.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was getting hot. Outside was making it get hot. Maybe this time I'll invest in a heater that doesn't do that.
That might be good. I don't think they're that much. All right. Well, shall we start?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we have a trigger warning there.
Not really a trigger warning, but
there's the attempted suicide. Warning.
Oh yeah.
At one point.
Yep, I did forget about that part.
Yeah.
I thought you were just forewarning about.
We can do a forewarning for that too. This book's nasty.
I did not remember the movie being gross when I scheduled this, and I love the movie. So I was like, the book's gonna be just as good.
Y'all, it was porn the whole time.
The whole time. I would finally be like, okay, good. We're getting to a story. Like, it's, I'm excited to see where this character arc goes. And then the characters would digress into sex.
The whole time. Like, detailed. Mm-hmm. Like, nine mm-hmm. hours of just listening to porn.
Oh, you're welcome, Allie.
Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna do my best.
My favorite is I texted Allie to warn her because I read the first chapter. I listened to the first chapter and I was like, Allie, heads up. First chapter is pretty gross, but I don't remember the rest of the like story being like this. Then I kept going and I was like, oh no. It just keeps going. And
literally till the last sentence, basically.
Literally. And then it just became this thing where I was listening to it going, God, I can't wait to hear Allie talk.
Because I don't even know how I'm going to do this. So I'm going to try to be PG-13 about it. But y'all, literally.
This was like an NC-17
book. Seriously. So if you just don't want to hear about sex, this is not the episode for you, because the whole episode, there's no stories. It's just this character and that character and that character and that character and that character.
How can I have sex? That's literally what every character is thinking.
I was like, who the heck is this author? I'm gonna look him up right now.
Chad Kultgen.
What is wrong with you? That's all I thought while I listened to this. I was like, this is what's wrong with it. Like, there's no story. It's literally just, and you could tell it was a guy that wrote it because it's all about sex. And then except for like the only part that wasn't about sex was about football.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And every scene with a woman having sex, the woman seemed to love things that I'm pretty positive most women do not love or enjoy. I was like, no, we don't want that on our face at all. Like, why is this something that's happening to every female character in this book?
Oh my gosh. And can we also talk about, thank God the movie didn't do this. The movie made these kids 11th graders. Okay.
Yeah.
They're like 16 and 17 years old. Thank you. Because the book, they're 13 years old.
I never even thought of that because I saw the movie first.
Yeah. I'm sitting here like, these kids just turned into teenagers. This is disgusting. And so that's what we got to enjoy. And now if you want to go on this journey with us, we'll get to
welcome aboard.
Gosh. So there's your forewarning. There's do with it as you wish.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. All right. So our synopsis is, a group of high school teenagers and their parents attempt to navigate the many ways the internet has changed their relationships, their communication, and their self-images and their love lives. That's what I went in thinking. And I'm like, okay, interesting. It should have said parents, children have sex all the time. That's all they want to do.
Well, here's the problem. That's not the movie. Like, the movie, yes, sex is a big part, but it's also like the movie does more to show how fucked up the internet and social media is, whereas the book vaguely hints at it.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but it was kind of mind-boggling how accurate the movie was to the book.
It was accurate. There's stuff missing, but like, it's so spot on that I barely have any notes.
I know. And I was like, it was just, yeah. But the good thing is that you don't, you know, it's PG-13 movie, or is it R?
I think it might be R. I think it's gotta be R. If that's PG-13, oh my God, the NCAA
it is R. Okay.
Hold up.
Yeah, it's rated R. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyways, but
watching it, it didn't feel like it was a porno.
No, not at all. Like I would not have known. But the interesting thing is they clearly do nods to the book that, like, I would have been thoroughly confused about certain things if I hadn't read the book, because they don't mention anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is, we'll talk about it. But there's this one scene where the kids are interviewing parents about 9/11 and, like, where were you?
Yes. And they sit there awkwardly.
And then they, like, move on. And we know, because we read it, that they were having sex is what was happening.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have known that. I mean,
as someone who watched the first, I didn't know. I knew in the scene when they, like, vaguely mention it.
Yeah.
Where, again, it's not a, we were having sex. It's a, you remember what we were doing that morning, don't you?
Yeah. And so it's like, multiple times it did stuff like that. So I'm glad I read it first, but at the same time, kind of wish I didn't read it at all.
Believe me, Allie. John was like, why don't you just not do this one? I was like, because I love the movie. I want to cover the movie. I have read Smut, and this was worse than Smut.
I know. Remember how you were like, okay, we won't do like 50 Shades yet or whatever yet, because I don't want to throw that on you yet. But then
positive we could do 50 Shades of Grey now. I have no idea this book was like that.
Oh gosh. All right. Well, let's keep going. All right. Author Chad Kultgen. Jason Reitman is the director.
Reitman.
Screenplay writer Jason Reitman and Aaron Cressida Wilson. Book came out June 21st, 2011. Movie came out October 3rd, 2014. That's 3-year difference. And what'd you do first?
What? That surprises me that it's only 3-year difference. I mean, I guess it doesn't, does it? Because they talk about 9/11 and everything else. Never mind. I watched it first. Like, I was living in LA at this time, and I was seeing a bunch of movies before they were officially out, because basically there's a website you can use to go see movies for free before they're out, because they just want to get people in to see it, see how it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I got to see it before everyone.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this was also when I was super big fan of Ansel Elgort. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, I read it first. So, that happened. And our initial thoughts. We kind of gave them all.
I was going to say, I feel like we've given them all. I will say, I remember when I watched this movie the first time, I left the theater realizing how bad social media was. And I was like, damn, I kind of wish more movies would hit on this, because then maybe that'll get the point across to people. But look at me, what, 12 years later, I'm still addicted to social media and always on the internet. So obviously the message got through to me.
Yes, exactly. And why on God's green earth did we do this book?
Like I said, I enjoy the movie. I like the movie. And to me, the movie's story is the whole social media part. And I really thought that was the book we were getting.
Well, let's do some fun facts.
Yeah.
So this movie premiered in the U.S. on October 1st, 2014, and was removed from all U.S. theaters October 30th, and it made less than $1 million domestically.
What? I didn't know that.
So it did not do well.
Wow, apparently. It did not do good. Because no one in America wants to hear that social media is fucking up their life.
Or they read the book and they're like, I can't go to see that.
That's probably it. They were expecting a full-on porno.
Yes. You're like, I can see that for free. I don't need to go to the theater.
I've got my own website I can watch.
All right. Writer, producer, and director Jason Reitman felt so much of the acting in
this movie was based on reactions to text, chats, photos that using dummy screens with no text would not suffice. The production team had to create a realistic looking versions of popular websites, all on their own tightly controlled software, which the actors and actresses could interact in real time. According to Reitman, they spent the same amount of budget creating the digital world as we did creating the physical one. People know Facebook, what Facebook looks like better than they do a hotel lobby because you stare at it all day. So it had to be convincing.
He's not wrong. That's impressive, actually. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I know. This was the theatrical movie debut of Timothée Chalamet.
I literally, when I just rewatched it, I was like, hold up. He's in it.
Yeah.
I was also,
is that cool? Is that?
Hold on. I mean, I remember hearing rumors about this and being excited about it then, but now that there's a trailer for it, I'm kind of fucking stoked, and we might be having then to go back into Dune.
I was going to say, is it Dune?
Did you see Rob?
I didn't watch the trailer. I just saw all over, you know, IMDb, Dune.
He's the bad guy in this one. And then it's hilarious. Cassidy sent me a TikTok, and normally I don't watch him, but this one, the TikTok's cover was like Rob. And thankfully this was one where I could press play and it played in my Messenger app. Because if tries to take me to TikTok, I don't watch it because I don't have TikTok. Okay. But this one played for me. And this guy was like, hey guys, I'm going to try and guess what Rob's voice is going to sound like for this villain. And then he does a bunch of like, hi guys, it's me. Hey, I need to get Paul Atreides. Can you come over here? And I could just do it a bunch of funny different voices.
Oh my God. So excited. Very much. No. That one movie.
Mickey 17.
Thank you. I was like, that one we just did. Yes. Oh, gosh. All right. So Ansel Elgort and Timothée Chalamet attended LaGuardia High School in New York City together. They had the same teachers and played on the same basketball team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And lastly, Cameron Diaz was offered the role of Donna Clint.
I feel like she would have been really good in that role.
I think she would have been. Mm-hmm. In the book, was it Donna or Don? You read it, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you listened to it.
No, I listened. I kept hearing
Don.
Oh, I heard Donna.
Oh, but I listened to it fast, so maybe it just blurred together.
That could be it, too.
By the middle, I was on two speed because I was trying to get it done with.
Wow, so you got porn extra fast.
That's how I like it. Oh, no. Goodness. This was awful. Okay.
Oh, you know why you probably got confused?
Well, there's a Don. I thought they did Don, both of them. And that's why I was like, why the heck would they do
why you? Why would you do that?
D-O-N or D-A-W-N. So I'm like, why would you write the same name of the character, just different spelling and for male and female? That's so stupid. And so that's what I heard the whole time. So throughout my entire thing,
Donna voice is
text. Doesn't know which one I'm talking about, so we're about to get confused together.
Okay. I love it for us.
Okay. All right. Shall we start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you do the stars or did your voice to text?
My voice to text blurred out. It, for porn, it's P, star, star, star. All over here. Like all around it. Oh, gosh. All right, let's get started. So the main character we start with is, I think, Don, right? Don's character, and he's like home for lunch and he can't use the family computer for whatever he wants to do because it has a virus because he looks at too much porn. And so he decides to go to his son's laptop and he browses the history so that he can add it all back right the way it's supposed to be. But he saw one that got him curious and he clicked on it. And it turns out this is better porn than he's been watching. So he used that instead.
Wouldn't that just gross you out?
Yes.
Use your own son's porn. Like, oh, this is what my child is into.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That happens.
Yep. So we're following which kid? Hang on, let me see if I can figure it out. Okay, I think it's
following whoever Timothy Chalamet is. Danny.
Yes.
Not to get confused with Don and Donna. Don, Donna, Danny.
So we're following Danny, and his friend is showing him some porn, his friend Chris. And he's
which
like,
is the son of Don. Oh, wait, nope. Yes. I got that confused as fuck.
Don's kid is Chris.
Oh, wait, it is Chris. Yes, yeah. It's Chris.
Yes.
Which I'm like, how did Don not see this stuff that he shows?
But see, this pisses me off because this is one of my favorite types of stories where it's like a bunch of different lives and they all kind of mingle in with each other somehow. And it just got gross.
It ruined it. They were all intermingling in a way you didn't want them to.
Exactly. Didn't need to know your details. Anyways, okay. So it takes me a while to like figure out names. So we'll figure it out together. So we're with Danny.
Brooke.
Yes. We're with Danny and his friend Chris is showing him some like nasty gross porn. And even Danny's like, dude, that's gross. Why are you showing this to me? His girlfriend Brooke comes in and she's like, that's gross. And then
my favorite is they're not trying to show her. She goes, no, let me see. Danny goes, no, you're gonna think it's disgusting. You don't need to see it. And she goes, no, show me. And then she gets shown and she's like, ew, gross. Why'd you show me? Because you just said to, dumbass.
Right. So then he has to decide. This isn't the same kid, though. He has to decide if he wants to live with his mom in California or his dad, wherever they're living. That's Tim.
Yeah, that is Tim.
So this must be a different part. So now there's another character, Tim, and his parents are split up.
The one who's the most innocent. Like, he never once thinks about sex or, like, tries to have sex.
Most innocent.
That's because he's fucking depressed.
Yeah. Danny's kind of up there too with innocence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But something happened. So, which is Danny basically like he's in the movie, but he's not
at all. Like Danny and Brooke's whole entire story from this book is non-existent, which really surprised me because I was like, they were almost like the two main characters in the book.
Right. Like they had big stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. So like they were a story that I actually liked. Like I was invested in their story the most out of almost any of the others.
Honestly, same because like their story, yes, included sex, but it was the like a relationship that had been going on for 2 years that was like, well, I guess it's kind of time maybe. And then they were I don't know if I like this. Like, maybe we should wait.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So anyways, so then Tim goes to football and he's like, coach, I'm not playing anymore. I just don't want to play. And he's like the best player on the team. And the coach is super bummed. But he can't make him play, but he knows that was my only way to win the season. And the coach is pissed off, but he tries not to show it. And then Danny basically, like, Danny's, like, the new number one guy for football.
Mm-hmm.
Danny and Chris.
Well, this does happen, except for the part where Danny becomes like football star. Like he does become football star, but we rarely see it. We see it like maybe twice. Yeah, and it's not Danny and Chris.
Not a lot of football in the
No, and it was literally almost every other chapter in the book.
Yeah. All right. So now we have Allison and Brooke, and which is hilarious because that's my
cousin's name.
And she was on my maid of honor, and I was like, oh, cool. We got done dirty.
What's funny is I thought Allison's story was going to be innocent too until
I was hoping. Point.
I was hoping so bad for it.
I was like, at least we have one story that's just a different kind of evil in the high school world.
Rooting for, not even middle school. They're middle schoolers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Allison and Brooke are talking about how slutty Hannah is. And Hannah's their friend that's there and's like, oh, my gosh, I like totally gave this guy a blowjob last summer. And, like, all this nasty stuff. And they're just, like, sitting there texting back and forth, like, ugh, what a slut. Ugh, gross. No, she didn't. Ugh, ugh. And then did she only have a picture in the movie or did she have a picture in the...
In both.
Yeah.
In both.
So then she shows them a picture of her performing this action. And they're like, what the heck? But then this makes Brooke self-conscious because Hannah's like, well, Brooke, like, what about you guys? Because you and Danny have been together for a year now. Why haven't you done anything? And now it's getting in Brooke's head that, oh my gosh, I should be the one that's the farthest along.
That happens in the movie, but that's pretty much the last time we see Brooke and Danny.
Yeah. That's why I was like, is that Nicholas or Timothy Chalamet? And then like he never came back.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He shows up like two other times and that's it. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Then we get details on how Hannah always wanted to be an actress and her mom was an actress and she started this website to help her get jobs, but it ended up being like an OnlyFans website, basically. And the mom's like running it.
I get that the mom, because the mom started it in a place of innocence. Mm-hmm. So she feels like it's still innocent. But I'm like, there comes a point when you're having people pay for pictures of your daughter and you're purposely getting like butt shots. And yeah. Like,
and the thing too is that she had that feeling of that twinge of like, is this okay? If you ever have that feeling, just stop immediately. Stop. Like,
don't do it. It's not okay. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
Yep. So Allison is not super skinny. People have made comments to her in the past about that were just rude. Like this one boy that she's been crushing on is like, he would do her if he could find the hole type of thing, like gross, yucky boy comments. And so that made her be like, oh my gosh, I'm fat. And so then she has started anorexia and poor Allison.
Bulimia comes later.
That's a little later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The main difference is Allison is just stick skinny from the get-go in the movie.
All right. So then there's this girl named Brandy and her mom regularly checks her MySpace, Facebook, all the things to make sure she's appropriate, like helicopter mom to the max type of thing. But Brandy has a fake MySpace account that she like dresses up provocatively and like almost cosplays and all this sort of stuff just because almost like this is MySpace and mom can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace.
I thought you did that on purpose.
I did not.
Yeah, that happens in the movie, but it kind of like her separate MySpace kind of stays hidden for a while. And it's not MySpace, it's Tumblr.
Yes. They upped it. They yeah. Made it relevant. Yes.
Yep.
All right. So Tim went home and he is honest and told his dad, hey, I'm not going to play football this year. And it kind of hurt his dad because like he would go and support him every Friday night. But he's like, okay, that's fine. And then he went to his room and played World of Warcraft.
My biggest beef with the difference here, it's not World of Warcraft, it's Guild Wars 2.
In the movie.
And let me tell you. Yeah, in the movie, which... When I first watched the movie, I loved because typically when people are playing MMORPGs, it is World of Warcraft. But Guild Wars, like, yeah, there's some jerks on there, but for the most part, everyone on that game is the most friendly. Like when I was real deep into doing a bunch of the dungeons, I would get on and play for like 3 or 4 hours a night and I never once had a bad experience. So when I know the story from the book and how mean it's supposed to be. I'm like, and then also later on in the book, Tim's dad cancels his.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
It's not a subscription
thing. That's what I thought. I was like, Cameron played that. I'm sure we did not pay for it.
It's no, no. You can pay for like what's funny is I bought it when before it was something that was free. So I have like the discs for it. Now it's just one you download. There it is. You just don't have all the DLC and the expansions. So then you pay for those. But it's not this like you have to pay $10 a month to be able to keep playing. Right. So when he's like, and I canceled your subscription, I'm like, okay.
What?
But that's World of Warcraft.
That is so bizarre that they would change that little thing. Because it's not like World of Warcraft became, unless World of Warcraft was like, you cannot do this.
Like, oh, because he then ends up, yeah.
I don't know.
I bet. But why would Guild Wars be like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I was upset at this when I watched it too, because when they were doing that, I was like, okay, but you're not paying for a subscription, but okay. Okay. Yeah, no, it is not. It's okay, a fun, thought. Free-to-play game, and that's everyone's super fucking nice on there.
All right, so Brooke and Danny are hanging out, and, or maybe not. So Brooke and Danny are the boyfriend and girlfriend. So, what?
Or maybe not.
Well, I haven't read ahead yet. Okay, so Brooke has in her head how far Hannah's gotten. And she's like, okay, I need to get that far too. So she's like, maybe that's what Danny wants. So she goes up to his room and they, she gets a little frisky with him and goes down on him. And it's like, he's like, what is happening right now? But she's kind of like, no, it's okay. We need to do it. It's fine. Even though she doesn't want to do it either, but she feels peer pressured to do it. And so he's like, okay, well, if she wants to do it, I don't want to be the jerk to tell her no, even though he doesn't want to do it either. It was this very sad, like, peer pressure situation they both were in. And and then later we get a flash with, Danny's parents, and they're talking about how they're like, Brooke and him have been dating a long time. Maybe we should have the talk with him just in case.
Smart parents.
Yes.
This doesn't happen in the movie. And I think my biggest frustration with Brooke and Danny while reading it was they never sat down and communicated with each other because they both were teenagers. Yeah.
13-year-olds. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they both were on the same page. They just thought the other wasn't. So then they were trying to do something for them, but not wanting to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Danny couldn't even look at Brooke anymore when he was on the field for football. And Tim is at home now and he's playing his game and then he's on Facebook.
Tim was at home, the one that quit the team.
See, this was me writing notes to remember who all these people were. Eventually got it. So then he saw Freya, which was Brooke's fake account, not Brooke, Brandy's fake account. And so he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's that girl from school, Brandy. So he sent her a message, not admitting that he figured it out, just like a hey, but she didn't reply.
Tim doesn't find Freya in the movie. In the movie, him and Brandy start having a relationship at school. And then after that, she's like, hey, I want to start talking to you outside of school, but my mom is helicopter mom. So here's the way that you can talk to me outside of this.
So Allison passed out. She's doing her little cheerleading with Hannah and Brooke. And she passed out because her eating disorder. And then one of the teachers asks if she's okay, if she wants to talk, because she could, kind of tell. But Allison's like, no, I'm fine. I'm good. Don't worry.
I wanted to make sure that it was nice and frozen for me for bed.
Yes.
I know that Allison is on the cheerleading team, but because we don't have much football, we don't get this part.
Yeah. So Danny was starting the football team and he kept changing the coaches.
Dude, this would have been so fun in the movie.
Yes. He kept changing what the coach said because he's like, that's a stupid idea. Let's do it this way. And all his ideas ended up working and they ended up winning the game. But the coach was pissed because he's like, that's not how we win. You don't go against my instructions.
Calls.
Yeah. Calls. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Throughout the entire game, Brooke was also trying to cheer him on, but he was very distracted and he didn't want to engage in her. And she did message him that, like, hey, let's go on a date Saturday. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And so after the game, Hannah gave a boy named Chris, who was the friend of Danny's that showed him the nasty porn, she kissed him, which was totally random. He's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember them kissing in the movie.
I think I do. Okay, let me tell you what happened with me in the movie. Okay. So I started it not last night but the night before, and I was like, I know I'm not gonna watch, like, I'm gonna watch half of it. So I watched it, and then I'm like, okay, last night I'm like, I gotta finish it. And I hit play and I'm watching it and I'm like, oh my gosh, they didn't do this and this. The main one that made me realize was that, I'm gonna spoil it right now, what happened to Allison. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm like, but she didn't do the first thing to be able to do that. Like, I'm like, when did that happen? And so it ended up, I watched about 20 minutes last night and I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something. I was like, maybe I fell asleep for a quick second and like, I just missed that scene. I rewound. I had been asleep the night before for 40 minutes. And I must have woken up and turned it off because the movie was paused at that, like, halfway.
Oh,
I must have woken up, turned it off. I don't remember that.
That's so hilarious.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I watched 20 minutes of it. Then I had to rewind and watch a bunch and get to where I was and then fast forward to oh my God. I was like, holy cow. Yeah, because I missed the whole them talking about 9/11 with the parents. I missed.
Oh God,
I missed a bunch, and I was like, "Good thing I, you know."
Damn, I would have been doing this, and I'd be like, "That happened," and you would have been like, "No, it did not happen." Excuse you. Check yourself. That's hilarious.
My gosh, but anyways, but I do remember. I'm pretty 90% positive that she quickly kissed him and ran off.
Okay, that would make sense because the rest of their relationship happens pretty much
right
how it happens. So yep. But other than that, it doesn't, because the whole Danny is not a character much.
So Chris and Hannah are texting and she's like, have you ever had sex? And he's like, oh. And then she let him know that how far she's gotten, and then he went to his room and he like finished himself, but he couldn't, so he turned on porn to finish. Like, her sexting wasn't good enough for him, basically,
because he wanted a dominatrix then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted someone who controlled him.
Hannah couldn't do that for him.
No, she just wanted a regular relationship.
Sure. Her whole goal is to lose her virginity before she goes to high school. That's the whole point of her story. It's all she wants.
Yeah, which is so stupid.
So stupid. But there's kids out there like that, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That was the furthest thing from my mind at that point.
Mine was exact opposite. I was like, I want to make it through school. Like, don't touch me. So Jim and Danny they had like a guy's night.
Jim is Danny's dad.
Oh, Jim and Danny. Okay, yes. So Jim and Danny went out and they went out for like pizza or something. They went out to the mall, wherever. And they're talking and he's like having sex talk with Danny, and they're in the food court and he's like, so you and Brooke are pretty serious now. And like, it was just awkward.
This doesn't happen.
Also in the mall, there's a bunch of these photo people and they're looking for talent for a new reality show. And Hannah is like, oh my gosh. And she fills out information and her mom was kind of jealous how easy it was. Like, it was a lot harder when she was there, but she wasn't super jealous. She was excited for her daughter.
That part does happen.
So now Jim and Danny are in the car and he's like, open the glove box. And Danny opens it and it's like a pack of condoms. And he's like,
That would be so funny.
It'd be so awkward. And his dad's like, we're not trying to tell you to have sex. No, this is just, we understand, you know, that's progression in a relationship. And if and when you do, you have condoms to be safe now. He immediately texts Brooke and is like, my dad just gave me condoms. What should we do? And she's like, I don't know, keep them just in case. But neither of them wanted to have sex. But now that it's a free pass and dad's basically like, here you go. They're both kind of like, oh, interesting.
Maybe we can. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope. So Don's wife. So Don is the first guy who used his Chris's son's computer for porn. Mm-hmm. She signed up.
And he used the computer for porn because he's not getting any from his wife. He keeps trying, and for years and years they have been sexless.
Yes. And so she signed up for Ashley Madison back when it was a thing and no one leaked people's information.
I've never even heard of this site. You've heard of this site?
Yes, you didn't hear the scandal?
No.
Why it basically went under? Oh my gosh. Someone went in and leaked hundreds and thousands of people's information. So a bunch of relationships ended because they were like, you were on Ashley Madison.
Oh, shit.
So the website pretty much went under. I can't believe you've never heard of this website.
No, I was like, what a weird website for people to use.
I didn't realize it was a real thing. I thought it was weird that there was a TV commercial about it in the movie. I don't know if there was ever TV commercials. Because that was weird.
You would think not. I guess maybe.
Why advertise?
Why advertise that? Yeah, actually.
Hey, come ruin your marriage. Cheat on your...
How else would people find this website?
I have no idea. Word of mouth? Random internet links? Pop-ups?
Oh, yeah. Probably pop-ups.
I don't know. I don't know. I never partaked in it, so...
I didn't even know it was a thing.
I'm not sure it is anymore. It probably is, but not as big as it used to be. So, she signed up. And when she got back from lunch, she had a match. And they were both really nervous because neither one of them have done this before.
Yep, that happens.
So Don tried to get off work because he was still aroused by his wife sleeping. She must have been like pushing up against him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But he couldn't. About it. Yeah. And so he's like trying to find, you know, porn to watch to help him. But he found a prostitute website and he's like, oh, and he set up a profile and he texts one.
He did this at work, whereas in the movie, he does it on his son's computer.
Both bad choices.
Yes. I was like, dude, if there is a computer to not do this on, that's the one.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, Chris and Hannah got paired to do a 9/11 project. And no point did they talk about sex throughout this whole thing, even though they had been sexting each other constantly. Now we're just like doing this project. And they both kind of were disappointed because each one of them wanted the other one to initiate so that they could go upstairs and have sex. Oh no, they weren't at the house yet. So that they would, each one wanted them to initiate that, hey, after we do this project, maybe we go have sex. But neither one did.
The 9/11 thing happens in the movie.
Yeah. So the football team is pissed off at Tim for quitting the team, and they didn't really care. And it, or like he didn't care. And it made him sort of like a pariah at the school. No one wanted anything to do with him. But Brandy, no one really wanted anything to do with her either. Not because she was unliked or anything. She was just her own person. And she's reading Breaking Dawn at lunch. How did you like a little Twilight in there?
That's what makes her a pariah. I was so, at first I was like, yes. And then I like sat there and I was like, hold on. The whole reason she's a pariah is because she likes Twilight? Fuck you, author.
Tim decided to go sit with her. And he was debating confronting her about Freya, but he decided not to. And when they went off to class, they both thought about if the other one was going to sit next to them the next day. It was such a cute, innocent little relationship. Mm-hmm.
I like their relationship a lot in the book and movie.
Yes.
She's not reading Breaking Dawn in the movie. But
no, she's not.
The rest of that does happen.
So Allison and Brooke went to their friend's house, their friend Rory's house. Or was it not Brooke? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Allison went for sure.
I don't think it was Brooke.
Okay.
Because I feel like we would have gotten more about her and Danny at this point too then.
Okay. So Rory's gay, but he had to keep it a secret because his parents are very religious and against it. And Allison walks in and she sees Cal, his brother, and Brandon, who was, Cal is Rory's brother, right? And Brandon is
correct.
The friend. Okay.
He's the friend.
Uh-huh. And this is who she always had a crush on, except he made that mean comment, which made her do her eating disorder and everything. And so she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And she goes, and then she starts flirting with Brandon. And Cal had gone to the store. And so it's just her and Brandon. And he kind of was like flirting with her and then threw her down and had sex with her. And mm-hmm. at first, like, she was like hesitant and nervous, and he's like, well, yeah, it hurts the first time, but you know, you're gonna have to do it eventually, so let's just get it over with. He's like, I'm not like a rapist, blah blah blah. So she's like, well, do you have a condom? And no, I don't think she asked. Did she ask?
No.
Okay. Nope. No. Well, he finished dinner and she had just recently started her period for the first time. Details mm-hmm.
that you think aren't important. Like, I forgot this was a thing, and then Allie texted me and was like, how much of this do I need to keep in, because like I just did this and I don't want to say this on the podcast. And like right as she said it, I was like, oh, that is important.
Well, I wasn't even going to write that, except that it made mention that she just started her period. And I was like, this dang girl's going to get pregnant. And it's like, he finished inside her. I was like, yep, she's going to get pregnant. Called it.
Yep.
No spoilers, though.
Nope. And that part does happen in the movie.
Yes. So Chris is watching some porn before Hannah came over. And
my favorite is Chris was porn.
Basically. And so then they interview Don and Rachel about 9/11. And they're like, what were you doing? And they both know they were having sex, but they didn't say that. And the like really, author, why is that what they had to have been doing? Like, because it ties in with the rest of the book.
Mm-hmm. Right. For them, it's because they aren't doing it now. So it's just like the glaring difference, but also why.
Exactly. So once they finished, they went to Chris's room and edited and wrote the paper. And Don and Rachel agree to go have sex. What's her name? I think it took me until the end of the book to know Rachel's name. Okay. They go have sex and they finish incredibly fast because both fantasized about the Ashley Madison guy and the prostitute. So they're both thinking about other people, and that's how they got through it. So they typed up Chris
actually,
and Hannah.
Don's, Don's not fantasizing about the prostitute. He's fantasizing about the like porn star he found from his kids.
Oh, you're right, because he hasn't been to the prostitute. He got a prostitute that looks like this porn star that he likes. Whatever. Yep. So Chris, yes, and Hannah finish the project and they end up making out. But Chris is super aggressive with making out because he watches this really aggressive and BDSM type of porn. And Hannah's confused, but then she offers to give him a blowjob. And she does. And again, he's super aggressive with it. And it's scaring her. Does not feel good. It hurts. And afterwards, like, he offers to entice her. And she's a little traumatized, so she's like, nah, I'm good.
I would have said returned the favor.
Oh, there you go.
Iced her.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, nah, it's okay. We're good. And later they text each other. And she still wants to have sex with him, though, because she's determined to lose her virginity before high school. And she's nervous, though, because he was so rough. I would be like, no, thank you. And but he goes after, you know, just doing all the things with her, he goes and watches more porn to finish because he, like, you know, wants it rough again.
So in the movie, I don't remember her blowing him. Does she right here?
No, I don't think they could have done any blowjobs without it being porn.
NC-17. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty positive at this point after they finish writing up. Oh, wait, no, it was after they edit their video. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a little later. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's this group that Patricia is forming, and that's Brandy's mom, calling Patty. And so it's basically teaching other parents against the internet. I don't know.
I think it's a better T word, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay. And so it's basically teaching parents how to keep their kids safe on the internet. And so meanwhile, in the next room, her daughter Freya is like talking to people about sex.
You mean Brandy,
yeah. On her Freya account is talking to people about like sex and posting little flirty pictures and stuff. So Dawn and Hannah's mom, Donna.
Wait, no,
Dawn.
Kent.
No, it's not Dawn. Kent. Yes.
Tim's dad.
So Tim and Donna come to the meeting for the first time because Tim is like, okay, I want to figure out what World of Warcraft is because why is it taking over my son's life? And Donna wants to be like, well, what is the rules about posting little sexy photos of your kid online?
What can she and can't she do?
Yes. And Patricia is like an extremist, saying that World of Warcraft is the worst thing ever. And it's like people are dying because of that game and he needs to delete it immediately. And after the meeting, Clint.
Where did Clint come from?
Clint is Hannah's last name.
Oh, so Don is Clint. Yeah, that makes sense. Don is dating Clint.
Yes. Donna, Clint, and Kent. It's too much. Why are all these names similar? Okay.
Gosh. This guy has one sex thing on his brain. Mind. He's not thinking with the right brain.
No. So after the meeting, they both go out and they're like, basically, that woman was crazy, but okay, whatever. And they end up flirting and he asks her out.
Yeah, that does happen.
So Tim's at home playing World of Warcraft. And at one point he messages Freya. Yeah. Explaining how he likes Brandy and thinks she's cute. I don't think he sent it.
He did.
He did send it.
No, he didn't.
No, I thought he deleted it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this one he deletes.
Mm-hmm. But then he gets on Facebook for a little bit and he came across a photo album of his mom. And there's a whole bunch of pictures of her in Napa and she got engaged to her boyfriend and who she moved down there to live with. And then he went back on World of Warcraft and typed, my mom just got engaged.
And all his guild members are like making jokes and like being rude and inappropriate and all this sort of stuff. And it makes him feel better because he realizes they didn't care. So he could also not care about lives too. And he keeps talking about the, what is it? The pale blue dot or whatever.
Pale blue dot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About basically how nothing matters.
YouTube video about how everything is inconsequential.
Yes. So he finished up another round of World of Warcraft and then he went back to check on his mom's Facebook again, but she blocked the photos, which made him feel good because he knew she was thinking of him. Mm-hmm. And then he decided he's not gonna tell his dad. He's just gonna pretend he never saw him.
Mm-hmm. This all happens.
So Allison decided to try bulimia instead because she really missed food. So she decided to eat it. She did some research. She's also like on this forum of with other girls who have these eating disorders that like encourage each other. So mm-hmm. like she'll be like, oh man, I'm really tempted by a cupcake. And they'll be like, no, don't do it. Don't eat it. Or
eat celery. At least that's what they said in the movie.
Yeah. So it's like all sorts of stuff, like
ridiculous
girls that need help, also supporting each other to need more help. Mm-hmm. If you have anorexia or bulimia, find help. And mm-hmm. I mean that in a nice way. That didn't sound very nice, but I mean no, it in a nice way.
I was about to say, you are perfect as you are.
Yes.
You don't need a, your body is perfect no matter what.
Yes. Agreed. All right. So she's on all these blogs about how to like make herself sick and everything. And she tried it and it was successful and she felt very proud of herself and decided this is the way to go from now on.
I don't think the movie does this, thankfully.
I don't think she does it either. No. Yeah. Well, I think at some point she shoves a cupcake in her mouth, but I don't think they ever show her get sick. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's when she goes to the bathroom to get sick.
That's what I was thinking. And then she passes out.
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
Okay. That sucks, girl.
So the families are all at the football game. So all it's kind of fun because all the dads are all friends. So they all go to the football game together and just hang out and chat and stuff. And so Don's talking to his friends about the website he found about all the with all the prostitutes. And they're like, why do you always talk about sex? And he's like, it's a cool website. It's like an online brothel. Like, how cool is that? And Kent's like, I don't need it because I got a date tomorrow. And he points to, what's her name?
Hannah. Nope.
Nope.
Donna.
Nope. Donna.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Don's like, her daughter came to my house and her boobs are big. What the hell?
Gross. I hated every time the adult men talked about how good looking the kids were. I was like,
I know.
Nope. I don't need to know that that's how men think.
Nope. Well, and then they watch the football game. All the details of football that I did not write.
That does not happen.
Nope. So Tim's talking to Brandy and they set up a date for the next day. And Don is really jealous of Kent for having a date with Donna. And they keep watching the football game. And I think the team did good.
I did think it was kind of funny because Tim and Brandy end up going to the football games once they're kind of dating in the movies. When in the book, Tim stayed as far away from them as possible.
Right. Because no one liked him.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim found out his dad's going to go on a date. He also revealed that he's going on a date and he tried to figure out if his dad knew about his mom yet and that's why he's going on a date, but he didn't think she did. And then we're with Chris and he's hoping that his dad doesn't want to hang out with him because sometimes he does because he wants to go do nasty things with nasty pictures and all that with Hannah.
This doesn't happen in the movie.
No. So see, it's all my notes. Be like, oh, I figured it out. Okay, let me.
I know who these you are.
50% through the book, I figured it out. Okay. So, Rachel is going on her Ashley Madison date, And Don hired the prostitute, and both of them are meeting each other in a whole hotel bar tonight.
Yep, this happens.
Mm-hmm. Danny and Brooke went to the mall, and Danny's just like feeling off. And Brooke finally brought it up and was like, hey, can we talk about it? I don't think I'm ready to do anymore. And he's like, oh, good. Me neither. And so they're like, oh, good. We're on the same page. And then we get Chris, and he's super into BDSM. Is that the right acronym? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells Hannah, like, hey, what would you do if I was tied up? And Hannah's just like, what do I even say to this? And everything she's replying is disappointing him. But she's super confused. But she's like, well, he's the best way to lose my virginity. So, all right, we'll still do it.
The Danny and Brooke stuff doesn't happen, but the Chris and Hannah stuff does happen just way at the start of the movie.
So Brandy has a friend named Lauren that goes to a different school. So she uses Lauren as her escapee by saying, hey, Mom, I'm going to Lauren's house. And so her mom's like, oh, yeah, loves Lauren. So she rides her bike over to Lauren's, drops off her phone at Lauren's house because her mom's tracking her phone, and then goes and hangs out with Tim. Yeah,
that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Donna and Kent.
That's good, probably. So Donna and Kent are on a date, and she's super surprised at how into it she is. She's really liking this guy. They both feel something for each other that they haven't felt in a while. And they even text each other kind of flirty texts at the end of the night. But they don't sleep together on the first night. Mm-hmm. I found that shocking.
Mm-hmm. I like their relationship too. Yes. They have one of the good ones.
They do.
And that happens in the movie.
Yep. So Brandy and Tim hung out. And they're a cute, typical 13-year-old crush hangout couple. Patricia's checking Brandy's entire computer and found nothing. She runs this like program where she can read every single message that Brandy has ever sent. And her husband's like, yeah, can you go easy on her? Like, you do this all the time and you never find anything. She's like, yeah, she's a good kid. And then John had his date with the prostitute. Not John. What? Don.
I read that and I was dying. And I was like, she'll know not to say
I was on autopilot mode just reading. Oh, my God.
I'm about to text this.
I knew you were gonna do that. You're like, what the hell?
Excuse me, why?
Dawn had a date with a prostitute, and she explained for $800 he got her for the hour, and for $1,600 he got the girlfriend package, which would let him sleep next to her and wake up and they'd spend the night together. He wanted that one, but he only had $800, so he got what he got.
I don't remember in the movie her having different packages, but basically after their deed was done, he was like, can we just lay here and have you lay your head on my chest? And she's like, yeah, of course.
They did have different packages, but it was like $3,800 for which made more sense to me because I'm like, 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then just double that, you get the whole night. Like, that seems like a steal, personally. Like, if I was into that.
I was like, damn, good deal.
No. Like, I feel like your pimp is not doing prices right for you, girl. Like, what the heck? Oh, my gosh. All right. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Rachel ended up meeting with her secret lover guy from Ashley Madison, and they're super flirty and they got drinks, but she immediately wanted to have sex with him. So they went back to their room and they did, but he had to leave because obviously he has a family and like this is supposed to be secret, but she planned the whole night. So she just got to relax and be happy in the hotel room. And then Allison, go for it.
I don't think in the movie he was like, oh, I have to go because of my family. They just did it all.
Yep. Allison ate an entire peach cobbler and she brought some drugs at the drugstore that made her vomit. And so she did. And she just was so happy with life.
God, I hate puking. I could never, I could never make myself puke. People always talk about how, like, when they're feeling sick or like if you drink too much and you start to feel sick, how they tend to just like go and make themselves puke so that they feel better. I'm like, I would rather sit there feeling horrible than puke.
Okay, when I drank, I was the person that was like, if I just get sick, I'll feel better. So that's what I would do. But
I knew it would make me feel better, but I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't go into the bathroom and puke myself. If my body puked, I would be happy. I'd be like, cool, I'm going to feel better. But
if I was at the point where I felt awful enough that I knew if I puked, I would feel better, all I would have to do is go in the bathroom and just like lean over the toilet and my body like knew to like I never had to stick my finger in my throat or anything.
Jealous. I mean, I've never done it either. Why am I jealous? No, it takes like, it takes my body like, the last time it happened was Halloween, because we basically started drinking at like 10 in the morning and drank until like 11 at night. Yeah. And like, I, by the time we went to bed, I wasn't drunk, but because I had drank so much, my body was like, we got to get some stuff up.
Yeah.
And so I laid in bed for like 30 minutes and I was like, I'm starting to get the pressure in my stomach. Like I'm going to puke. And I like told John this and John was like, what? No way. You're not going to puke. And I was like, I think I am. And then 20 minutes later, I had to run to the bathroom. Because I knew if it's either lay in comfortable bed until I have to puke or go sit uncomfortably on the floor for the 20 minutes and then puke. So
I would have done the same thing if I was in that situation. Yes. All right. So Tim and Brandy are hanging out at lunch and one of those football team people, I think it was Danny, threw an orange trying to get all pissed off at him, Danny or Chris. And it hit Brandy, and this pissed off Danny, or Tim. He got up and he starts beating the crud out of Danny. And one of the teachers comes, they hit the emergency button like they all had to learn how to do. And security guard came, had to handcuff them. They went to the counselor. Tim's dad got suggested that he go to therapy, so he did. And it ended up being really good because he talked about a lot of stuff with his therapist. And he's put on like these antidepressants, which in 5 weeks, his dad did notice a good change. And his dad is still dating Donna and things are going good with them too.
Yeah, this all happens.
Mm-hmm. Hannah got the part for she got to the next step for the TV show she applied for. She also continued to do weird things with Chris. And Chris is like making makeshift sex toys so that he can like having normal sex.
In the movie, after Chris edits her video for her, the one that she sends to try to get this gig, she then pulls up her website for him and is like, here, use this for inspiration, and then walks out. Whereas me, goddamn, it grosses me out to think about, like, have you ever stopped and thought, I wonder how many men have done the nasty thinking about me?
No. I've not thought of that.
When I worked at the zoo, the Phoenix Zoo, so many men looked at me like I was meat that I knew for a fact they were like, oh, saving that for later.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It grossed me out so bad. I was like, I hate this. I hate being a woman. This is the worst.
Yeah, that does sound awful. I've just been oblivious to it. So it's fine with me.
Me, I'm like, what can I do to make myself look like a troll so you don't want to do that?
Oh my gosh. All right. So Allison is having trouble controlling her cravings now because she's eating more, but she has to get sick more. So she's on her little forum asking for help and all that sort of stuff. And she's sent Brandon like 10 messages on Facebook and he still hasn't replied. And Tim and Brandy have officially become boyfriend, girlfriend. Neither of them wants or is thinking about having sex. However, Brandy still did have her Freya Facebook page or MySpace page. And Dawn and Rachel continue to have their affairs with Ashley Madison guy and prostitute.
Yeah, this happens. Yep.
Allison got this pain in her back, so she assumed she was about to start her period. She went to the restroom, but before she could do anything, she got another pain and she started bleeding really bad. She ended up passing out, and a girl found her 5 minutes later, and an ambulance was called, and she woke up in the ambulance and they asked her questions like, are you sexually active? And she had to say yes. And at the hospital, she woke up and her parents were there, and the doctor came in and let her know that she had a miscarriage. Her dad is flabbergasted, and her mom stayed with her overnight, but dad just couldn't because that was his baby girl. When her mom was sleeping, she posted on her eating disorder page that doctors didn't catch the bulimia or anorexia. My secret's safe. And how much she hates that her body's being pumped with the IV fluid right now. She got comments saying how that's awesome. I'm so glad your secret's still safe. And soon you'll be out of there and you can throw all that IV garbage up. And she also messaged Brandon, said, I just had your miscarriage, which finally he responded to.
In the movie, the doctor actually said, because you're malnourished, you lost the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the book, they did not catch that.
Mm-hmm. I just find it shocking. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
that they.
Sorry.
Were, yeah.
Dad also stays the night in the hospital with her in the movie.
Yes.
But continue.
I just am. I guess since she's 13 or 17 or whatever, 16 in the movie. So she is underage. But I feel like something like that, the doctor would say.
Is this something you want your parents in the room for? I'm pretty sure because Steph is dealing with that with her kid who is 14, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after a certain age, they start doing like, okay, you're about to be at that age where you don't need your parents in the room. So is this something that you're comfortable talking about with your parents in the room, or should we have this conversation separately?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, so even like,
I was shocked too.
A warning or something like that, and being like, but instead they're like, okay, so
rather than just assuming she knows that she was pregnant.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I agree. I was also shocked, but I was like,
Yep. But anyways, all right. So Hannah had to make this video for her reality show and audition, but it had to be 5 minutes and it's like 20 minutes long. So she knows Chris edits things. So she got him to edit it and he did a really good job. And afterwards they tried to have sex. But it took him a lot of time to even be able to get it up. And so once they were in the motion of things, it went soft and he couldn't move. And she's kind of just sitting there like, what is happening? And don't you have to move? And he's like, no, we can't move. But she tried and the sex was over.
Before it even started.
So Hannah's like, okay, I'm gonna leave now.
Yes, this happens.
So Hannah begins telling everybody that her and Chris had sex because they did. And Brooke was shocked. She didn't really know what to think. She felt good where Danny and her were, and that they like said they don't want to, but now she has a desire to do it because she doesn't want Hannah to beat her. And they also heard about Allison, but it was like a secret. So her mom said that she's just having trouble with her cycle, and they're driving. Chris hears all these rumors that congratulations, you banged Hannah, blah, 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 blah. But he's confused, but he went along with it because he's like, okay, I feel cool. And Brandy made up a lie for her mom so she could hang out with him, Tim, on Friday.
Everything except for Brooke and Danny happens.
Mm-hmm. Chris is on the field doing football, and Brandy's mom did a deep dive on her computer.
Football?
She's doing football.
She's doing the football.
Doing the football thing. Brandy's mom did a deep dive on her computer, and she printed the report out because her eyes were starting to hurt at the computer screen. And Brandy asked Tim why his dad still goes to the games when he doesn't play anymore. And Tim's like, I don't really know. And at the game, all the dads are talking. And Jim's like, I'm getting a vasectomy tomorrow. And of course, they're all like, oh, that sucks for you. And Don wants to share about his prostitute, but he didn't. And Tim's dad went home and was hoping to convince Tim to go back to football for for the last game, but when he got home, he was playing World of Warcraft, so he knew there was no point, and he had a date with Donna the next day and was planning to have sex. Because they had been going out, like, months now, and they still hadn't had sex. Yep.
I don't think they ever had sex in the movie, because they end up, like, slowing it down in the movie. But one thing I did want to say is that Tim and Brandy have this, like, long, heartfelt conversation where he, like, asks Brandy, hey, I texted you and you didn't respond. And she's like, what? My mom must have deleted it. And that's how he finds out that mom's a helicopter parent. And then Tim tells Brandy that his mom is engaged to some random dude, which in the book he told absolutely no one except for his wow friends.
Okay, so Brooke tries to fool around with Danny and he stops her and is all confused, and she wanted to because Hannah did, but she didn't tell him this, and he said, let's talk about it after the football game.
This doesn't happen.
Donna and Kent went on a date. He took Viagra. They went back to his place and had sex.
Imagine if they didn't have sex and he just popped the pill.
That would suck.
Awkward. That doesn't happen in the movie.
Allison went to her school and did old routines that she used to do, and she messaged Brandon to verify if he would have sex with her again and if it wasn't just a one-time thing, and he agreed. Why would she? Whatever.
she doesn't respect herself enough, unfortunately. I know.
And so Tim was kind of in a daze in his own world with Brandy. So cute. And Kent kept thinking of the sex he had with Donna, and he decided he would use Viagra this next time, but then he would try to stop. And he downloaded WoW to learn, or World of Warcraft, to learn more about what Tim was into. And he found, or then Chris found, this is, it bounced from character to character, guys. Sorry, I hope I'm making sense. So Chris found Hannah and confronted her about the rumor of them having sex, and she called him weird. All the sex stuff he's into. And so they broke up. And Donna got a message from the reality show saying that they can't accept Hannah because of her website. And Donna felt awful and deleted the site.
Everything happens except for Kent thinking about sex with Donna. And Chris and Hannah broke up after their failed attempt.
So Rachel logged into Ashley Madison on the home computer, which she's never done before. And afterwards, she went to restart it, but it did a whole little, are you sure you want to restart? And so it didn't restart. And Don found it. He found her login and everything. And at first he was angry, but then he remembered his prostitute. And so he's like, all right, you know what? We have been happier as a couple now than we've been in years, so all right, let's just keep going. And he got a new prostitute to look like his wife, and this was going to be the last time he thought about her during sex.
You know, this makes a lot more sense now in the movie when the pop-ups come up and he starts closing out of them, and when this Ashley Madison one pops up, he like stops and looks. Because I was like, why is this, like, why did he decide to look at this one? I was like, I knew for the story he had to, but, like, it didn't make sense to me logically.
Because it's a real thing that people knew about.
Not me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. And then instead of how Don looked at it, I mean, Don does kind of look at it like that in the movie, but he actually, like, goes to the bar where his wife is meeting up with a date and like make sure that she sees him and that she knows that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
But then
she's on a date with a different guy.
Yes. It's like, she's like, ooh, I'm going to go out with some other Ashley Madison dudes.
And the whole, so, from my understanding, the whole point, unless she didn't like the first guy, which she did, but kind of the whole point of Ashley Madison is that you are you're creating a relationship with someone else. It's not like sleep with everyone here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
I don't know either. but yeah, other than that, rest Oh, wait, actually, no, because he doesn't go and get another prostitute. So never mind. Oh, and basically, that's how the movie ends. Like, she comes home from that date and he's cooking eggs and she's like, we have to talk about this. And he's like, what do you want? And she's like, oh, this is a big thing. And he goes, no, I'm making eggs. Do you want green onions? Do you want bacon? Do you want? And she's like, what? We have to talk. He's like, nope, we need eggs.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Kent logs into Tim's World of Warcraft account and found his crew he's been playing with, his guild, and found out his ex-wife's getting married because his friends make comments about it. And they're racist and rude and all this sort of stuff. Kent called and canceled the account immediately. And Donna called Hannah and let her know what the show decided and that she took the website down. And Hannah's pissed and says, you have to have it up. It's my whole life. It's what I want. And Patricia was reading over Brandy's activities and saw her Freya account.
Yep. That all happens. Mm-hmm. Also, at this point, Donna and Kent have decided to take things slow and slow down because Kent can't handle her. Well, like, she goes to him crying about their decision, and he is essentially grossed out by her and the fact that she did that to her child. So he's like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yes.
Which makes more sense than what happened in the book. In the book, he like sits there and listens to her and is like, yeah, oh, that's so sad.
Right, right. So, oh, what's her name? Patricia logs in and finds Tim and Brandy's conversations. And she decides to make them break up because that'll show Brandy she can't lie to her. So she faked this conversation between them, pretending to be Brandy, and broke up with him. And all the dads are kind of meh at the football game because they all had stuff going on. And Brooke told Danny that if they win the game, we'll celebrate by having sex. And Danny's like, what the heck just happened? And Allison could only think about doing butt stuff with Brandon because he said that's all he's going to do with her now because to not get her pregnant again.
Yep. Rather than, you know, wearing a condom.
Right.
Men.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, not all men, just gross men. But anyway. So before Brandy's mom breaks up with Tim over text, Tim and his dad in the movie get into a big fight where Tim's dad literally yells at him that his mom abandoned him. And never once does he say that in the book because that's a little too far. So his dad says that. And then Tim goes to text Brandy because his dad just said that and canceled his Guild Wars 2 account. And goddamn, her mom in the movie was saying some mean stuff. And there were
so
things...
mean.
Like, and he was like, what did I do wrong? And was trying to be a good guy. And you would think that her mom would be like, wow, actually, he's not trying to be weird. He's like being genuine with her, but instead was like, nope, I'm going to control this.
Yep. Psycho.
Did not like.
Mm-mm. All right. So Patricia asked Brandy if she was going to Lauren's house, and Brandy's like, no, which surprised her mom. And she decided to take time to go say, let's go do a computer check. And they're like, she's like, okay. So they're saying all looks good, but then she dropped the ball about her other account. At first, Brandy played dumb, but then the truth came out and she was grounded from everything. Tim went to play World of Warcraft, but found his computer, like it not on his computer. He tried to re-download it, or he tried to find it, but then he finally re-downloaded it, but couldn't log in because he found out his dad canceled the account, as we had said.
Oh yeah, the whole thing with Brandy and her mom happened right before the thing with the text messages.
So the kids ended up losing the last football game of the year And Danny wondered if it was his fault because he kept thinking about having sex with Brooke. And Rachel and her affair had her affair with her Ashley Madison guy again.
That part doesn't happen.
So Kent got home and he confronted his son about not playing on the football team. And Tim confronted him about canceling his World of Warcraft account. And Kent yelled at him and he said he was mad and he didn't tell him about his mom and sent him to bed. And Tim checked his MySpace and saw it was Brandy and she broke up with him. And he decided to kill himself by cutting himself in the bathtub. And his dad found him. And luckily, he found him in time to save his life and got him to the hospital.
In the movie, he just ODs. And it's Brandy who finds him. Brandy, like, runs to his house. Because somehow she knows.
Right?
Yeah. And she, like, runs. And is like, Tim, Tim. And then they go to the hospital. And Brandy stays at the hospital with him.
And that's when her mama realizes, oh, she loves this boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny and Brooke hung out. And while his dad got a vasectomy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Parent. Okay. Brooke wanted to have sex, even though she said she wasn't ready. And he's like, I don't know. But she's like, we got to do it anyways at some point. Let's just do it. And then we won't have to do it again. We'll just have it done and over with.
Such great thought process there.
Yeah. So they had it. And she's like, slow down. But he didn't listen. And it hurt. And eventually it was all over and she had tears in her eyes, but it was done.
And that's where the freaking book ended.
That's the end of the book.
I wanted more. I'm like, not that I wanted more from this book, but I was like, okay, now they're going to talk about this. And then I was like,
nothing.
Thank you for listening. I was like,
nothing wrapped up. There was not one storyline
that was resolved.
Yeah, felt complete.
Mm-hmm. And having watched the movie, I knew that Tim was completely okay, so I was ready for that to come back. And like everything the movie did made more sense.
Yeah, this is just awful. Gosh, mm-hmm. Awful.
Hey, but we're done with it now.
Thank gosh, we're done. This movie somehow cast 145 extremely famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a new character came on the screen, I was like, what? Oh my gosh.
Who? Her? Him?
Oh my gosh. But I'm assuming the 145 are like high school students and background people.
Most definitely. 100%.
Because for the famous people, we have Adam Sandler played Don.
I love seeing him in serious roles.
Yes. It was so kind of like a breath of fresh air type of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like he is so typecast as a comedian, and I mean he fits that role very well. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite movies of his is Spanglish. If you've never seen it, you should watch
it. I've heard of it. No.
It's so freaking good. It's one of my favorites, and that was the first time I ever saw him in a serious role, and I was like, holy shit, you can actually do serious.
Was like a cutesy rom-com.
No, I mean, Adam Sandler and his wife hire a Spanish woman who can't talk. Mm-hmm. Well, she talks, but only in Spanish, to basically be their like maid.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Sandler ends up basically kind of having an affair with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, no, it's not a rom-com.
Okay.
I mean, there's some comedic parts in it, but it's a very serious role.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Miss Jennifer Garner played Patricia.
AKA Helicopter Mom. She's really good in this role, too.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary. DeWitt. Played Helen.
Not Rachel. I didn't catch that until just now.
I didn't either.
She did really good too.
Yes. Judy Greer played Donna.
I loved her in this role.
I thought she did really good. I love that 13 going on 30 was back together.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. Probably because they weren't like in any scenes together, but
their one where she was like, it's very serious. Dean Norris played Kent.
I love him so much. He's the brother-in-law from Breaking Bad.
Ah, yes, that's where I've seen him. I've seen him in a lot of things, but I'm trying to think what comes to mind.
Yeah, that's the one for me.
Okay. We even had a famous narrator. Emma Thompson was our narrator, our voiceover.
You know, how surprised were you?
I know. I know, like, I recognized her voice the whole time, but then when I was, like, looking it up and it said famous people such as Emma Thompson, I was like, what the heck? Where was she? And then I was like, oh, duh.
Oh, duh.
Timothy Chalamet played Danny.
I love him. I wish he was in it more. I think he could have done Danny good.
I think he would have been a great real Danny. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Olivia Crochichia. Chichichia. Crochichia. There's no way that's not what that is.
Crochichia.
That is definitely what that says.
That's for sure her name now.
Olivia Crochichia played Hannah.
She did really good.
Caitlin Devere played Brandy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I read that as Denver and I was like, why did you just say it so? Devere.
Devere.
I love her.
I love her too. Mm-hmm. And Ansel Elgort played Tim.
I just wanted to give him a big hug. I remember when I first saw this movie and I was so sad for him. I was like, I'm really glad that I gave him a hug at the Divergent premiere. Because this is such a sad role to play.
Sad, I know.
And he does it good.
Yep. Since we gave Danny a shout out, we'll give Catherine Hughes, played Brooke, a shout out.
She was good. I also, again, wish that I saw her more.
Yep. Elena Camporeus played Allison.
She did really good.
She did, yep. Travis Tope played Chris.
I was so surprised because, I mean, I saw it first, right? But then I read it. And Chris was such a gross character that I didn't like. But in the movie, he just seemed like a very confused teenage kid.
Yeah.
Who didn't know what he was into. And I was like, oh, this gave you more of a human side rather than just a weirdo.
Yeah. Poor kid. David Denneman played Jim Vance.
He did good.
Yep. Dennis Haysbert played Secret Lover. The Allstate guy.
So yeah, that he's playing the freaking affair, man.
Are you in good hands?
I'm never going to be able to hear that the same now.
Nope. Last one, we got J.K. Simmons played Allison's dad.
Love that man.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
No.
Book's all about sex.
Yeah.
More about relationships.
Yeah. I was about to say yes. And then I was like, hold up. Actually, no. There's a one glaring difference.
Yes. Do the characters stay true?
Yeah.
For the most part, except that Danny and Brooke aren't there, but.
Yeah, but that's not really them not staying true to themselves. That's just
right. They
didn't get written
Lack
into the script.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend it to a friend?
Wow, just skip right over. Which do you prefer?
Oh, what do you prefer?
I prefer the movie. 100%.
I as well. Like, it's not even a question. That's why I skipped it. I was like, they don't need to know.
They already know.
They already know from our 2 hours of bashing this book.
I know. This is one of our longer episodes this season.
I
was thinking it was going to be short because it was very similar.
Oh my gosh. It's so much negativity to say.
I would recommend the movie to a friend.
I actually think I would too. The movie was actually somewhat enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. 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 Because like I said, it's the story for that is one that I think we need right now more than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sneak peek.
We have a website for you.
We do. offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
While you're there, what?
I was telling our listeners that we do a little dance every time we say it. Offscript.
While you're there, you can give us a nice rating or you can subscribe to us. That would be great. We need more subscribers. And you can leave us a nice, beautiful review.
Yep. You can send us an email and say, hey, I'd love it if you covered this book at some point. Or ask for free little bookmarks.
Yeah. Go help us spread the word of Offscript to some free little libraries near you.
And this Wednesday, we might have a minisode for you.
Potentially. Oh. We'll see how we are with recording.
Yep. Then Monday, we have Speak.
Ooh, come see how we do with that one. Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's see.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I guess now that's me, huh?
That's
sorry, I was doing something else. That's all right, everyone. With that, men, women, and children
went off script.
Oh, wait. Nope, no, we aren't together anymore.
We're not together.
Because we recorded Speak together, I was like, oh, we can do this. Okay, let me restart. Okay. Men, women, and children
went off script. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.